Hi, Angela.
Welcome, go to stove.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, and yourself?
I'm doing okay.
You ready to be happy?
I'm ready to be happy.
We'll be starting in a minute or two.
Okay, that sounds great. Did you get my message?
I did. I missed you today. I was expecting your call, and you gave me the message.
Yeah, I sent you a message so that you would know why.
I appreciate that.
Anytime.
Batya. Hello.
Welcome. Go to stove.
Thank you. You too.
Hey, Batya. How are you doing?
Fine.
Well, let's get started. Since we do the Anabakoach as part of our meditation and our Rosh Chodesh connection, and it assists us in taking control of the month, the energy of the month, we're just going to start with the Zohar verse. So I'm reading from the Parasha of Noach, section 34. I have set my rainbow in the cloud. Verse 261. Vyanan natati mikadmat dina rabbi shimon patach v'humi ma'al larakia asher al rosham kemare even sapir demut kise maketiv Le'ela ve'eshma et kol kanfehem k'kol ma'im rabim k'kol shaddai belachtan ilein arba chevan rav revan ilain kadishin dehahu rakia mitakna Alai hu vekal ho, Gad payu mit chaberan, da bedal hafya, gufehu. And Elohim said to Noah, "This is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you. I have set my rainbow in the cloud." The words I have set show that he had already set the rainbow. Rabbi Shimon commented on the verse, and above the firmament that was over their heads was the likeness of a throne with the appearance of a sapphire stone. Before this it is written, and when they went out, I heard the noise of their wings, like the noise of great waters, as the voice of Shaddai. These words refer to the four sacred and mighty supreme animals upon whom the firmament rests. Their wings are joined together to cover their bodies. The four animals come from the vision of Ezekiel. where he saw what he saw. But this verse is connecting those visions, the animals, but he's connecting the firmament, which is a separation between the waters, and he's connecting that to the rainbow. And the rainbow, as I have written this week in the email, the rainbow is very pretty, and everybody loves to see a rainbow. But the Zohar elsewhere cautions us to be careful, because the indication that a rainbow exists, that rainbow is an indication that the world is in judgment. And based on that judgment, this time of judgment, the world needs to be destroyed. And those people who see the rainbow, it's a wake-up call to them to do teshuvah for whatever their actions were that have caused the rainbow to appear. Not every rain brings a rainbow, but people don't consider that. The scientists will tell us why sometimes it appears and sometimes it doesn't. But again, they're always giving us physical explanations. And the only thing that's important is the spiritual. What did we do that caused that rainbow to appear? It's a wake-up call. Kodesh Tov to all of you. And I hope you are preparing yourself for an absolutely amazing month. A month that can be one of the most powerful of the year. Tomorrow, Rosh Chodesh Aleph, is actually the 30th day of Tishrei. It's the month of Scorpio. It is the most powerful day of the year that is not a holiday and is not Shabbat. What makes it so powerful? The 23 days of Tishrei, where all of the spiritual world work associated with the growth from childhood through dormita, through sleeping, not sleeping in the traditional sense, but sleeping in the sense of growing on the level of the spiritual. All of those 23 days of holiday that we prepared for, that we did the work, and revealed the light. Now what are we going to do with that light? Where does it go? As we know, it's in Katorah, it became surrounding light for us. But on Rosh Chodesh Aleph of Cheshvan, that light, the surrounding light, potentially begins to be manifested. And that is why in the Orthodox tradition, on the second day of Cheshvan, after Rosh Chodesh, we start to say the prayer of Tachanun after the energy of Rosh Chodesh, the half holiday, where the Sephirot have risen, but not quite all the way to unity, but partially into unity. That's the energy of Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. What is the energy of Cheshvan? It's an amazing energy. It's absolutely overwhelming how beautiful the energy of Cheshvan is. providing you have the vessel to handle it. The constellation for the month of Scorpio, the month of Cheshvan, is Krav, the scorpion. If you visualize a scorpion, you have to remember that if you're saying the Amidah, which is literally standing in front of God, speaking from your heart, expressing your desires, and out of the corner of your eyes you see a snake crawling towards you. The halakha says don't move. If that snake starts to wrap itself around your legs, the halakha says don't move. You have the protection shield. You're connected to the Creator. When can you move and understand? Whenever you are told don't do something, there is always a time to do it. We are told not to move in the Amidah because we are connected to the Creator. There's nothing to fear. There's no reason to move except for one aspect. And that is the scorpion. If you see a scorpion spider along the wall, 20 feet away from you, standing in the Amidah, you are to leave the Amidah and go kill that scorpion. Why? Because the scorpion has the essence of negativity. The scorpion, and we will discuss this in a little bit, the scorpion has character traits, habits that become character traits that need to be changed. The scorpion, the animal, when it feels overwhelmed, when it's backed into a corner, when it's frightened, it goes into what is called crisis. It goes into its emotional states of fear, and it absolutely does not know what it is doing. Even to the extent that it can consume and eat its own children, because it doesn't know what it is doing. It's self-destructive, but in its self-destructionness, its self-destructive attitude, it will take you with it. And yet, Scorpio is positive. Scorpio is not one of the three most negative months. How do we reconcile this? How do we understand this? The permutation of the Tetragrammaton. Is Yud, He, He, Vav. This permutation has the normal relationship in the upper worlds. The flow of the beneficence of God is normal. It's coming down without anything to be concerned about. It's Yud, He, the upper worlds. But when it comes to the Zeranpin and Malchut, when it comes to the lower letters, they reverse themselves. They're not Vav-Heh, they're Heh-Vav. It's an indication of the emotional reaction of the scorpion, that period of crisis, that losing control, not knowing what it is the scorpion does. The scorpion does wonderful things. The scorpion is constantly sharing with you. She or he is constantly giving gifts. Little gifts, a card, an email, little things, nothing big. Just saying, I'm thinking of you. It seems to be a wonderful trait, doesn't it? There's just one problem with this trait. This little gift that the scorpion is giving you has an expectation attached to it. The scorpion is saying, I'm giving you this and I expect you to help me. I want you to do what I want you to do. I want to control you and I'm going to use this little gift to do so. The nature of the scorpion is to share, but sharing out of the desire to control. And why does the scorpion become a control freak? Because he or she is frightened. He or she is afraid. All of those emotions, all of that flow of the Tishrei holidays has put them into crisis. And when they're in crisis, they're going to hurt themselves and sometimes as a consequence, you. Cheshvan.
Hello? Okay.
The Shoresh for Cheshvan is the word Chet Shin Shin. This word, the Shoresh, in Hebrew means fear, worry, anxiety. This is the nature of the scorpion. This is the nature of the energy that will impact you if you're not prepared for it. Scorpio can be an amazing month. It's a month of so much water, so much loving kindness. All you have to do is have the vessel to be able to handle it. Scorpio, Cheshvan, was the month where King Solomon dedicated the temple in Jerusalem. What? The temple was ready 6 months earlier. It was ready in Nisan. But he waited to dedicate it until the month of Cheshvan. King Solomon knew the energy of a crowd, the energy of Scorpio was all about. Correctable. All you have to do to correct the Scorpio is remove the coldness, the car, the middle two letters. Av is spelled Ayin, Kuf, Resh, Bet. Remove the coldness, the car, and you have left the Ayin Bet, the 72 names of God, the control of the physical world. And that's why Rosh Chodesh Aleph Cheshvan is so powerful, because you can control the physicality during this month. All you have to do is stop your emotional reactions. You're going to be reactive this month unless you remember to stop those reactions. Unless you remind yourself to utilize binding by striking. Unless you remind yourself to change the actions of sharing from a desire to receive for oneself alone into a desire to receive in order to share. The letters of the month of Cheshvan. Are valid that created the planet Mars. What is Mars? What is the planet Mars? What is its energy? It's the planet of war, the planet of power. Just like Nisan has the planet Mars. But in Nisan, that power is used to break out of the limitations and generate freedom. In Cheshvan, the Dalit is a doorway, but you have to walk through the doorway. Dalit means door. If you walk through the doorway without using binding by striking, you reach the moon. Nun created the constellation Scorpio. The Nun that represents the energy of walk through the doorway without stopping your reactions, and God forbid you will fall. You will fall into crisis. You will fall into the control of your emotions instead of you controlling your emotions. Dalet and Nun together spell the word Din. Judgment. Scorpio is a time of judgment. But I thought Tishrei was judgment. How can Scorpio be judgment? Winter. The fall. The weather is changing. The days are getting shorter. This is the aspect of judgments. This is the aspect of the coldness of Tar. Tar has a gematria of 300. Kuf is 100. Resh is 200. Three hundred is the gematria of a shin. The shin that creates fire associated with judgment. How can coldness create heat? A paradox. What is that heat? It's those emotions that you leave that you allow to run rampant, that brings you to your knees. It takes control of you. This is the energy of Cheshvan. This is what you need to expect. And once you expect it, you can change it. But if you're not aware, if you don't make this Rosh Chodesh connection or a Rosh Chodesh connection, you lose the opportunity to control the month. you lose the opportunity to bring positivity and strengthen the positive aspects of the Akrab, of the Scorpio, of the month of Cheshvan, of the flood. And what is this positive aspect? The Ayin Bet, the control of the month, the control of the physical world. You all received, or I hope you all received, an email this morning that had attached the ability to connect to the blog that we wrote regarding Cheshvan and Akrab, Scorpio. And in that email, in that blog, there are some additional items, things that I haven't revealed before. One of them is the 72 names for the month of Cheshvan. Bane number 43, Vav Vav Lamed, which is the name of God dealing with connecting in your prayers, connecting in your tachanun, in your bedui, in your confession, in your recognition that God is supreme, that God is one, in your recognition and your connection. This is the energy of Cheshvan. And this is why the 72 name, both names of God and of the Tzaddikim, have the same letter in name number 43, Vav Vav Lamed. Surprise, surprise, the gematria of Vav Vav Lamed is 42. The students of Kabbalah should recognize this name is connecting to creation. It's the manifestation of creation. The Tishrei holidays manifest in the month of Cheshvan. And if you are not careful, they will manifest as a destructive flood, Chas V'Shalom. But if you are careful, they will manifest as pure joy and happiness and the peace and serenity represented by the temple that was dedicated on the 15th day of Cheshvan. Name number 44. By the way, the name number 43, for anybody born on the first or from Rosh Chodesh Bet Cheshvan to the fifth day of Cheshvan, that name is your personal 72 name of God, name from the Tzaddikim. What does it mean to have a personal name? It's indicating, it's hinting to you aspects of your purpose in life, of your tikkun. Name number 44 is the personal name for people born from the 6th to the 10th. What is name number 44? The name of God is Yud Lamed He, sweetening judgment. What does it mean to sweeten judgment? We know the month of Cheshvan is judgment. It's all about din, judgment. But with this name in those days and all through the month, we can use that name to sweeten the judgment. What does it mean to sweeten the judgment? Inject the consciousness of loving kindness, of mercy, and transform judgment
into justice. What is the difference between judgment and justice? This is the difference in the month of Cheshvan between fear and, God forbid, eating your children and being self-destructive, and being serene, constantly connected to the Creator. Judgment is described, Chas v'shalom, I steal something, my hand falls off. That's judgment. Cause and effect. Strict, natural order of cause and effect. There's no understanding that I might have been hungry and that's why I stole. There's no understanding that that person that I stole from created a condition that he had stolen from me. There are better ways to correct the universe than to steal. But understanding the motivations allows us to bring judgment into justice. The name number 44 from the Tzaddikim, Yud Yud He. Those letters spell the word Yehi. Yehi Yor, let there be light. Yehi firmament, Rakia, let there be a firmament. These are the names, these are the expressions of the Eser Dibrot that Hashem said at the moment of creation. This is the energy of name number 44. Name number 45, you're going to love. Both the name of God, number 45, and the name from the Tzaddikim, number 45, Samach Aleph Lamed, connects very simply. Prosperity, the emotions, the strength, the power of Cheshvan, the power of the Akrab, the power of Scorpio, those emotions that motivate you to move and change and become will cause you to become prosperous. This is the energy of the month. This is the energy of the 11th of Cheshvan to the 15th of Cheshvan. But understand the way the name can work. It can connect you in a positive way, or it can be a vaccine to protect you. Prosperity is a two-edged sword. If you're prosperous and connecting to the physical aspect of that prosperity and not doing your spiritual work, what will be the effect? You know the answer to that. Name number 46. Again, both names from the name of God and the name from the Tzaddikim is the same name. Ayin Resh Yud. Ayin Resh Yud connects you to certainty. Ayin Resh Yud connects you to Mashiach. Through its gematria of 280, the gematria of the five final letters, 280. 28 times 10. 28 is the Hebrew word koach, power. A complete structure of power. This is from the 16th to the 20th. But it's also every day of the month. You can make this connection.
Name number 47. The name of God is Ayin Shin Lamed. The name from the Tzaddikim is Ayin Aleph Lamed. The name of God, Ayin Shin Lamed, represents the transformation of the physical world from one of chaos and correction into the world that we all dream about, that we all desire, the world of Mashiach, the world of serenity, the world of Shalem, Shalom, completion and peace. How do we make this transformation? When we change ourselves, when we stop our reactions. Ayin Aleph Lamed, the name 47 from the Tzaddikim, translates as the wisdom of Kel, the wisdom of God. These are the days 20th to the 25th, if those are your birthday. The 48th name, Mem Yud He, the name of God. Mem Av He, the name from the Tzaddikim. Mem Yud He is the energy of unity. Mem Taf He is the removal of death from the physical world. It's a vaccine. This is what prepares you for the miracles of Kislev, when you can remove the death from the physical world. How do you do that? You don't do it by going into crisis. You do it by looking at another chart that's also on that blog. A chart that has 42 different character traits. Arrogance, hatred, frivolity, vanity, naivete, curiosity, audacity. Different character traits. But what is a character trait? And this is something that is so amazing being taught by Kabbalah. Most of us think, well, I have the nature to get angry. I have the nature to have hatred. I have the nature to have arrogance. That's not a character trait. That isn't your nature. That is your habits. Every time you were given an opportunity to react arrogantly, or its opposite, you chose to react arrogantly. And as you reacted time after time arrogantly, that habit became a character trait. It became ingrained into your reactions. And it can change. When you look at your rising sign is describing your inclination to a particular character trait, a particular habit that you allow to grow automatically unless you choose to bring it into your consciousness. Take a look at your rising sign. Evaluate those character traits. Decide what you want to change about yourself and start your spiritual work on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan tomorrow. Continue it every day. Use the 72 names
for the month of Cheshvan. It will help you transform those attributes, those character traits. Please join me in saying the Anna Bakoff. Anna Bakoff. Gidula Chimisi. Aleph Bet Gimel, the battery of the six letters is 506. It connects us to the name of God, Vav Shin Resh, dealing with memories, dealing with seeing the patterns of our mistakes, which are the negative character traits, the negative habits that we've allowed to grow within us. Kabel rinat amcha sakrinu ahavinu Kufrei Shayan Sintet Nun. The six letters spell two Hebrew words. Shar Katan. Small gates. It's a reminder to us. What are our gates? What are we doing with our gates? Our gates are our eyes, our ears, our nose, and our mouth. These are the entry points from the negative system. What are you doing to protect them? What are you doing to control them? What are you doing to not be reactive to them? Na gibor dorchei yehud chamam nun gimel dalet yuskav shin nun gimel dalet the battery of 57. The matria of Zan, Parnasa, prosperity. Permutate the letters Nun Gimel Dalet, and you have the name, the letters of the month Din. Yud Kaf Shin. We know what Yud-Kak-Shin is. It's our opportunity to bring the parts of our body that we've corrupted through our reactive behavior and bring it to that level of the stem cell state, that pure state, where that cell will be anything we want it to be. And of course, we want it to be back as the body part that needs healing. But it is also that core group. Where do you want your consciousness to go? Where do you want your body to grow? Or in my case, where do I want my body to slim down? Yud-Kak Shin. The letters of the month of Cheshvan, of Scorpio, the letter Dalet that created the planet Ma'adin, the planet Mars, and the Nun that created the planet, the constellation Akrav, the Scorpio. Din. Is there anything wrong with judgment? If I'm a righteous person doing righteous actions, Why do I have to wait for my effect? The only reason that I want that space of time between cause and effect is because I'm not righteous and I'm sometimes doing negative actions. Din. The doorway that if I go through it with the attitude of binding by striking, I will not fall. This is judgment. Yud Lamed Hey, the sweetening of that judgment. Barchim tacharim, rachamei sitkatcha, amin, nam leim, betetresh, saditav gimel, connecting us to the Sephirah of Netzach, eternal victory, connecting us to the 290, the Resh and the Tzadi, connecting us to Miriam the prophetess and her actions as a midwife, her actions to help bring children. Chasin Kadosh, the sequence connects us to the Sephirah of Hod and its attribute of eternal thankfulness, eternal appreciation. Yachid This sequence helps to speed the spreading of the wisdom of Kabbalah. This sequence helps us stop our reactive behavior. Shavatenu Kabel, Ushmatsia Gatenu, Yo De Shin Kufav, Tzadi Yud Tav, the energy of completion, the energy of perfection, associated with unconditional love. Injecting that consciousness into every action we take. And we're going to take an action to read the verse from Samuel Betts, the verse that has a gematria, the same as the gematria of the year, 5774, that has the gematria of Parnassah, of sustenance, of prosperity, and it's 57. And it's wisdom, it's knowledge, in 74. The opportunity to be a witness in our personal manifestation of peace in our lives, which will bring peace into the Middle East. Vesamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael u'yidushata
I will appoint a place for my people Israel, and will plant them, that they may dwell in a place of their own, and be moved no more. Neither shall the children of wickedness afflict them any more, as at the first. And we're going to chant the 12 permutations of the Tetragrammaton, and then we're going to return and chant the permutation for the month of Cheshvan.
Yo, hey, why?
Yo, hey, hey, wah. Yo, hey, hey, wah. Yo, hey, hey, wah. Yo. Yo, hey, hey, wah. Yo, hey, hey, wah. Yo, hey, wah, hey, yo, hey, wah. Yo, hey, hey, wah. Yo. Yo, hey, hey, wah. Say these four letters. The next 2 days, Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Yo, hey, hey, wah. Yo, hey, hey, why, yo, hey, hey, why, yo, hey, why, yo, hey, hey, why, yo, hey, hey, why, yo, hey, 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 why, yo, hey, hey, why, yo, hey, hey, why. And the 8th verse, we say in a whisper. But I'm going to say them out loud for the purposes of teaching. Baruch Shem Kivod Malchuto Leolam Va'ed. In this month of Cheshvan, in this year of 5774, Hashem has given us a gift. Just like the Scorpios give gifts, except Hashem's gifts come without strings. Hashem has given us a gift that Rosh Chodesh happens on Shabbat. Elevate yourself on Shabbat. Remove the coldness of the Scorpion on Shabbat. Take control of the binding by striking tool on Shabbat. Does anyone have any questions? Saturday evening, Motzei Shabbat, after Rosh Chodesh, we have a first opportunity to do a spiritual action for the week of Lech Lecha, the week that we go inside ourselves and make changes. Sunday morning at 10:30, we will have a class but a class on Torah and science. They work together. They're part of each other. Monday morning at 11 a.m., we will have a class in the Sefer Yetzirah. We will start to discuss the letters, a very intriguing subject, because it is the letters that allow us to manifest mind over matter. God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God spoke, and it happened. We speak, and it can happen. At 5:30, we have a class in our basic class on the subject of relativity, which needs to be understood in order to manifest mind over matter. 8:30, we have the next class in the Sefer Yetzirah class, in the Esser Sefirot class. Come learn the wisdom of Rabbi Ashlag. Tuesday at 8:30, we have our 30th class in the Advanced Reincarnation. Next Thursday at 10 p.m. will be a class on the Zohar. Not this coming Shabbat, Motzei Shabbat, but the following one, we will have the connection to, I think it may be Sunday, please check the calendar, but the 11th day of Cheshvan, we will have the connection to Rachel Imenu and Benjamin HaSadik and Methuselah, the longest living human being. These energies are available to us during this month of Cheshvan, during this month when the temple was dedicated, when we can use the energy, when we need to use the energy, we need to make these connections. Because the month of Cheshvan can be destructive, God forbid. It's up to you. Will you stop your reactions? Will you change your consciousness? You don't have to worry when you do that. But guess what? You have 30 years, 50 years, 90 years of life experiences. Your opponents, the Satan, has 5,774 years of life experiences. And yet you can defeat him because you took control on Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Shalom, you all, unless there's a question.
Are you doing anything on Saturday?
If it's the 11th, this coming Saturday, I'm doing a Zohar class at 10 p.m. During the day, Bezrat Hashem, I will do a connection for the Shir HaShirim and for the Torah reading.
Is that in the afternoon?
I never know the time. It could be at 6 o'clock in the morning. It depends on the energy of the... It depends on consciousness that I'm able to maintain. It depends on your desires, because I'm here to share.
Well, our rabbi's in that on Saturday, so we won't be home till about 1.
Understood.
So that's our desire.
Everyone have a beautiful Rosh Chodesh.
Okay, thank you.
And this make sure really that you leave the Amidah to kill a scorpion.
Did you say read the Amidah?
You had to be there at the beginning, Bernice.
Oh, I missed the first 15 minutes.
I know.
Can I pick that up on the
recording,
email?
Yeah.
That'll be there? Okay. All right. Oh, and by the way, while I'm talking to you, you can take that that we usually do once a month.
Thank you. You're being recorded, so. Everyone have a beautiful Rosh Chodesh.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Goodbye.
You too.
Good night.
Good night. Shalom.